All right, hanging out here with Peter Perez. How's everything going, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. I mean, you're probably doing better than us. You're hanging out in Italy right now, so.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for taking the time away from your little Italian getaway to join us here on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem, man. I mean, we've played a few of your songs over the year and change we've had the show going, so it's great to get to talk to you and people can actually get to know a bit more about you.
Sounds good to me.
So, I mean, you're from the GTA there. What really got you into country music? Because growing up there, I'm from Brampton, so country music, not necessarily the biggest genre until more recent years. So what sort of got that love of country music going for you to sing it?
So funny enough, I started in pop before I did country, but I always like surrounded by like a little bit of country. Like my mom, my sister love listening to Shania Twain. So like, I was introduced to her at a young age. But when I started doing vocal lessons, my vocal coach at the time, she kind of like told me that I always had a little bit of a country twang in my voice for some reason. And she's like, maybe you should like try tackling country. So then I started getting into it a little bit more. I started looking up different artists and stuff on Spotify. And then I was introduced to Brett Young through that, Jordan Davis, Thomas Rhett. And like their songs are kind of like what I wanted to write when I wanted to do music. And like their way, their style was kind of like how I wanted my music to sound. So slowly started doing that once, and then started writing songs, started producing them, and the rest is history. And now we're doing country.
Nice. Now, what kind of made you want to chase music as a career in general? Because I mean, it's one thing to kind of sing around, have some fun with it, do some open mics, but what made you want to pursue this as an actual career?
I'm pretty sure a lot of people will give you this answer, but I'm pretty sure I was born singing. I'm pretty sure I came out of the womb like singing a note or something. It's like music was in my blood. I was always drawn to it. Even as a kid, I always like, even when I watched my shows as a kid, I always loved, like, my favorite part of the show was always the intro of anything you would watch. I would always memorize and sing it. I sang in choir in elementary school. I dabbled a little bit of it in college. I took a songwriting course. So I was always into music, always like into doing it. And then once COVID hit, honestly, COVID's kind of what kind of like made the car kind of go when it comes to music, because like I wasn't really doing much. So I started writing more. I was introduced to my producer at the time and started doing production on my first EP, and then decided to do it professionally. And now it's like the one thing that I love to do. So that's kind of how it goes.
Now, one cool thing you got to do not overly too long ago was you got the chance in Toronto there to hop on stage. I already know where I'm going with this. With Keith Urban, who is listed as one of your inspirations and influences in country music. Sure. Sort of what was that experience like getting to get the chance not only to meet him on stage, but to get to perform a song with him?
Man, it was insane. I like people today even talk about it. They tell me, oh, you didn't look nervous at all. And I was like, I was really nervous. I don't even remember half of what I did on stage, because I was like, just don't look to your left, because Keith Urban is just standing right there casually playing rhythm guitar for you. And I'm like, what is happening right now? But that experience was insane. I mean, we took a chance. Like he was very interactive with the crowd throughout the night, and me and my guitarist decided to just put our phones up and just ask him to sing a song, and he was awesome enough to just bring us up, and we sang his biggest hit, and the rest was history on that one. I mean, it was kind of cool. We got some press under it. We got some radio stuff. Like, it was kind of cool.
Awesome. And I remember hearing him have to talk about it as well. And he's just like, well, pretty much he said, I'm just thankful you could actually sing. Some people ask to go up there and then like turns out they can't sing or they can't actually play guitar. And he's like, what do I do now? But it's like, oh, crap, you can actually sing. Oh, thank God.
I literally have it in my press kit, and I will sit there forever. What he said, I quote, was, we had big cojones. And I'm like, that is going straight. I literally got the video. I put the link there. That is going straight to my press kit, because Keith Urban is saying that I got big cojones. I'm like, that's great.
I may have to redo the intro to this now. Peter Big Cojones Perez.
No, but he was great. Like, I know, like, I've been told by many people, like, he's like normally does that. Like, there's a lot of videos online of like him doing similar things with other people in crowds. He's just one that just likes to give people chances and hope that they come through.
Oh, yeah. Well, Hayley Benedict is a famous one of those. And look where she's at now, right?
So, like, she's a big success story, too. Like, she, similar to me, like, she had that experience. And look where she is now, like, years later after that happened.
That always makes it really awesome for him then, because then he can kind of go, so about some royalties down the line.
Right?
I think between him and his wife, he's got enough money not to go down that route. But, well, the song we're getting ready to play here on the show is your latest one, One Sided. It is one you co-wrote with a couple individuals. Where did this one come from for you?
So this was my first ever song written in Nashville. It was I went to Nashville, I think it was in 2020. It was right after the restrictions kind of got lifted for travel and everyone started getting vaccinated slowly. And I was just ready to go somewhere that wasn't Toronto. And I was like, I want to go to Nashville. And I was gracious enough to go with my buddy, David O'Drass. And then we met up with another songwriter that I met on this songwriting app. I did the thing. I went on a random app and it connects you to all these songwriters in Nashville because I didn't know anyone. It was my first time in Nashville. So I got connected to Eitan Snyder and then the three of us met up, wrote the song, and that day was literally the day I was like, yeah, I'm probably gonna cut this one. This is kind of cool. Showed it to my producers, and we decided to add it to the album that I'm working on and put it out.
Sort of, what is that process like decision-wise for you with what songs you want to put where and what ones do you want to send out to people? Sort of, how's that process go for you versus, okay, I'm just gonna put this one out there. I'm not really gonna send it around. I'll promote it, but it's not something I want to, you know, send to somebody like myself.
Yeah, honestly, when it comes to choosing the songs, I had a bunch going in. I mean, I'm working on a 10-song album, so that should be coming out very soon. Everything's pretty much done with it. I just got to get all the graphics and stuff finalized, and everything's good to go on that. But, like, I came in with a bunch of tunes, and it's just a matter of just with my producers just going through them one by one, seeing, like, which ones kind of go together, which ones don't, which ones vibe, which ones don't. And then, honestly, I leave it up to the fans and the listeners who listen to the songs. I'll put the songs out, and depending on how well it does in streaming and the feedback that I get from people, then I'll decide if I want to, like, pitch it out to radio and stuff. And, like, so far, the ones that I've put out, like, before this current one, they've been doing pretty good on their own. I mean, they've been having their own little ounce of success, which is kind of cool to see.
Awesome. Well, you kind of mentioned you're working on an album. What else is on the books for the rest of 2025 when you eventually manage to find your way back to Canada?
So, as I mentioned, album is pretty much done. That should be probably, I'm aiming to release it probably at the end of the summer, maybe like early September, maybe October. I'm still trying to figure out dates. But in between that, I'm already thinking about recording newer stuff. I already got a bunch of tunes lined up that I want to record to release after the album does its thing. So there will be new music also coming out in the new year. That's kind of like what I've been working on. And also playing shows. I mean, I'm trying to get some more shows this summer and see how everything goes.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time out of your busy little trip there to Italy. Who knows? Maybe you'll be there when the right color smoke pops up and the new Pope is there. But
yeah, I'm just glad. I mean, I love Rome. Rome was great. I'm just happy I'm not there while that's happening, because that would be probably a lot of people to deal with.
Oh, I could imagine so. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people swarming into that. Well, the Vatican's not that big, basically. It's basically that one building, I think. But
yeah, I was like, it was beautiful to see. But I'm like, I don't know how it's going to look with when they actually start announcing the Pope. It's going to be they're going to bring in so many people. Yeah.
Well, as long as it's not like a Euro trip situation where I don't know if you've seen that movie or not, but
where a random person gets drawn as a Pope. I literally referenced that when we were walking the back, and I was like, oh, I wonder where the entrance is to announce your Pope.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks again for joining us, man.
Man, thanks again for having me. It was a blast.